Well, it's another Freedom Friday, and we are going to continue our weekly visits with some of the folks that help to keep us free here in the United States. Mitch Holmes is in with us this morning. Mitch is a veteran of the Navy, but also is the person who a lot of the veterans here in Cass County come to see. He's the director of the Cass County Veterans Affairs Office here in Cass County. Mitch, good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for coming in.
My pleasure.
Hey, talk a little bit about your service first. You were a Navy man.
Navy man, spent 13 years in. Went in enlisted and then went through the officer program and left the Navy as a lieutenant.
Exciting time for you?
It was. A lot of ship duty, and I enjoyed the ship duty quite a bit. So,
why did you choose the Navy?
Well, it's kind of a long story, but I'll make it short. My family, my wife's family, were all Navy people, her father and her stepfather and a couple of cousins. And so when I looked at into the military, I had a lot of influence, I'll put it that way, to look at the Navy as a career. Also, I found out later that I was flat-footed, so I couldn't go to the Army Marines anyway, so the Navy would take me.
You swim better that way.
Yeah,
huh?
Yes, sir.
Very good. Hey, whatever it takes to peace in the family, right?
Yes, sir.
That's
yes, sir.
Right. Very good. Well, talk a little bit about how you got started. Cause you started as part of the reserves and then moved into more of a full-time position?
Well, the job I had at one time, when I first got out of college, was a principal of a Christian school. Okay. And during the summer time, they wouldn't have classes, so there's no money coming in, and I had to find another job. So I was looking at the Navy Reserves as a way to supplement my income and as well as volunteer for those periods of time when I was out. However, the school ended up closing, and so my reserve recruiter suggested I apply for active duty. And I was 29 years old at the time, getting close to 30, and thought I was too old, but found out I wasn't, and so rest is history, I guess.
Rest is history. Well, good history, I hope.
It was. It was. I enjoyed it very much.
Learned a lot, I guess.
Yes, a lot about myself as well. So,
what was the toughest part about going full-time like that for you?
The separation. The Navy does require a lot of separation, and so you have to have a strong family back home, and wife and kids have to be able to fend for themselves a lot of times. Now, the Navy does take very good care of folks, but still not having, you know, dad or your husband around, it can be, or your spouse around, can be very, very difficult. And so my wife spent a lot of time as a single parent in theory, not necessarily in practice, but in theory. And so that was always the biggest, being away and not being able to contact family back home.
A common tale, actually. Mm-hmm. I hear that a lot from veterans who spent time away, whether it be during wartime, mm-hmm. where they were in combat, or other times too when they were out doing their regular duty. Sometimes I feel like we should have the family sitting here next to them and visiting with them as well as the service person.
Well, it would help, but modern technology has improved that quite a bit now. When I was in, they didn't have. They just barely had the internet when I, out to ships by that time. So, and cell phones was a big heavy brick you carried on the side of your hip.
Right.
So, but modern technology has allowed veterans to get back with their folks in a timely manner, and so they don't actually have to miss the important dates and things at home.
Absolutely, absolutely. If you had a chance to do it over, would you do things differently, or do you like the path that you chose?
Well, I like the path I chose, but I think if I had to do it differently, I might consider the Coast Guard. I didn't realize when I entered the Navy that I would enjoy sea life so much. And so the Coast Guard would put me probably a little bit more on the water than the ships would, and not for as long a period of time either. So that might have been but being to sea would be what I would do.
It's kind of a dumb thing to say that it was a life-changing experience for you, because every decision we make, you know, whether to turn left or right at the stop sign, changes the rest of your life from there on out.
Well, that's true. Yeah.
But it's a pretty dramatic change to make. Did you have the support? You talked about your in-laws and things, but did you have the support of your family and friends when you decided to make that move?
Oh, this was always a family decision. Throughout the entire process, I kept in touch with my wife, and we made this decision together. And the kids were pretty excited, but they didn't realize how much, of course, at their age, how much Daddy would be gone. But so that presented just a few little problems just from being gone. But the family was all supportive of it. And when I come home, there was always a big celebration, and so it was a lot less stressful, I think, than it could have been.
Mm-hmm. Was most of your time spent, when I say close to home, I mean around the United States, was most of your time spent pretty close?
Yes, we were mostly East Coast family, up and down the East Coast with various military bases. I did spend a year in Korea, and I could not take my family for that, so I was gone for a year without without seeing them. So that was, and my father passed away while I was over there too. The military did allow me to come home for that, but that's some of the family things that that you have to go through as a military person.
Well, you know, when we talk about sacrifice, we mean that in a lot of different ways.
Yes, sir.
And sometimes folks outside the military don't understand exactly what that means.
Well, I think a lot of folks are learning that. The public perception of the military life now is a lot different now than it used to be, you know, 20, 30, 40 years ago. And so I think the American people are much more interested in what goes on in the military and have learned a lot, even if they haven't served. They know somebody who has served, and they're more interested now in what they were doing.
Come a long way from the days where it used to take, weeks, sometimes months, just to get one postcard to a serviceman somewhere in the United States, somewhere in the world.
Well, I know the mail clerk on the ship was the most popular fella. Everybody made sure he got treated very well.
He yells out your name, and you're a very happy guy.
Yes, sir. Yes.
Well, and how long did you serve? When did you finish up your tour?
I finished up in February 2004. After 13 years, I was at the Strategic Command in Bellevue at the Offutt Air Force Base over there when I left.
Well, even though no longer active military, you still are very active in the military or with the military as well, serving as the Cass County Director of Veterans Affairs. You see a lot of folks coming in and out of the office, but there's always room for more, right?
Well, yes. We one of the big pushes that I'm having is trying to get veterans to come in and apply for their benefits. I have veterans who are in their 80s, World War II veterans, who have never applied for their VA benefits and are surprised at some of the things that are available to them even today. And the military and the VA has done a big push to do that for their younger veterans. But a lot of our older veterans just, they don't see a need for it, I guess, and from that generation. And so that's the big push that we have, is to get more veterans in and look for the benefits.
Is it a pride thing or I wasn't sure, I didn't know?
A lot of it is that, and that's why it's a big push for me to try to get the word out. But I think from that generation, you know, they went and did their duty. They came back and started from their lives all over again. And part of their lives they may have wanted to forget or whatever. It was a necessary thing they had to do. Not saying that the veterans today are not, what they're doing is not necessary, but they weren't as aware of it, of things that might be available to them. And the VA has had a change of heart a little bit. Their attitude over the last 20, 30 years has changed quite a bit since that generation.
Of course, all of us who lived or old enough to remember the Vietnam era, too, you know, the United States wasn't always as friendly to its veterans as it is today. The attitudes and things have changed to a certain extent, too. And, you know, when you live through something like that, maybe you just would rather just not be a part of things anymore, and just you just don't come forward and stuff. But the attitudes, fortunately, have changed back to where folks are very much appreciative and aware of the sacrifices made.
Yes, they have. And it's been a change. Particularly in the last 10 years, I would say, that I had an uncle who served in Korea, and I remember as I was growing up that he would fuss about the things he had to go through to the VA to get his benefits there, and he was injured, but he still had to fight. He seemed to think fight tooth and nail to get those. Nowadays, it's the VA is actively seeking veterans to provide benefits for, to make sure that they know exactly what they're eligible for, and try not to hide anything. You know, get it out there and let the veterans apply.
Well, and there's some of the common programs that have always been available for a very long time, but there always seem to be like a few new twists and turns here and there.
There are. The GI Bill back in the Vietnam era, and then there was a new one when I was in. And then recently they've had a new GI Bill come out. And so it's important to keep up to date with things and programs you may not have been eligible for at one time, you may now suddenly be eligible for. So it's good to come in and sit down, and we just go through the situation and see what we can come up with.
And an old Navy guy doesn't have any problem with helping out an old Army guy.
No. Well, no, not really. No, we're all fight for the same team.
That's right. We're all on the same team. We might wear a slightly different uniform, but we fight for the same team and certainly the same cause.
Right.
Well, I know there are a lot of different options and opportunities there for veterans, too, to stop on in. And I suppose the VA office locally is a place you really don't want to be a stranger to.
No. Please don't be a stranger. Veterans-wise, we're open 8 to 4:30 every Monday through Friday, and I can also be available for appointments on weekends and in evenings if need be. I'll do whatever I need to do to help veterans apply for the benefits that they're eligible for.
You're getting a lot of folks asking about the veterans designation on the licenses?
We have. The program's only been started since probably mid-January, and we've already had 58 veterans come in, and some veterans I have not even seen before. I didn't have files on them or anything. And so we were able to sit down and talk a little bit about their benefits, and some of them have applied, and for things that they didn't know that they were eligible for. It is scary when somebody comes in and says, I didn't know we had a veterans office, and that's really my concern.
Whatever gets them in.
Yes, sir. Yes,
whatever
sir.
Gets them in the office.
Yeah,
well,
you're
very
right.
Good.
Mm-hmm.
Well, so the office always open. It's just located in the courthouse. So
yes, sir, on the third floor. Yes, sir.
Stop by. They can show you in the right direction and get you taken care of, and you might be surprised. There are lots of things out there for folks to take advantage of.
Yes, sir.
Very good. Mitch Holmes, hey, thanks for coming in. I appreciate it. Appreciate your service, by the way. We salute you for all that you've done for us.
Thank you.
And thank you for what you continue to do with the veterans here in the area.
Okay, thank you. It's my pleasure.